With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden continues to experience blowback for his comments saying that the U.S. would withhold arms shipments to Israel if it invades Rafah. Senator Lindsey Graham says the U.S. should be all in helping Israel in this time of crisis.
After Pearl Harbor, fighting the Germans and the Japanese, we decided to end the war by bombing Hiroshima and Nagasaki with nuclear weapons. That was the right decision. Give Israel the bombs they need to end the war they can't afford to lose and work with them to minimize casualties.
Senator Lindsey Graham criticizing the president's comments on NBC's Meet the Press, and the president's ultimatum was not well received by Israel, including from former ambassador to the United States, Dr. Michael Oren. The sharp interest rate hikes of the past 2 years will likely take longer than previously expected to bring down inflation. More details from Washington correspondent Jennifer King, who reports over concerns of those interest rates in an upcoming inflation report may not make many people happy.
Are U.S. interest rates high enough to beat inflation? The government will release April's inflation report this Wednesday. Economists are forecasting it will show inflation has declined 0.1% from March to about 3.4%. Inflation has been inching up since January after declining sharply last year, raising concerns about stalled progress. Analysts say part of the issue may be that Americans are spending less than 10% of their after-tax income servicing debt. Millions of Americans refinanced when rates were low and therefore feel little impact from Fed rate hikes. Jennifer King, Washington.
Consumer sentiment fell sharply in May to the lowest level in 6 months as Americans cited concerns about stubbornly high inflation and interest rates and fears that unemployment could rise as well. All indicators point to a strong open on Wall Street. This is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports on a victory for religious freedom in the state of North Carolina.
The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that a Catholic school in Charlotte did not violate the law when it fired an employee for entering into a gay marriage. The judge has concluded that Charlotte Catholic High School is covered by the ministerial exception in this case because Lonnie Ballard, the substitute teacher who was fired, was involved in an inherently religious job. The school is represented by the Beckett Fund. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The percentage of Americans who say they are followers of no particular religion is higher than at any other time in history. But that doesn't mean those people are atheists. Only about 17% of religiously unaffiliated people actually identify as atheists on surveys. That comprises only about 4% of the total population. There are many indicators for atheism, and wealth is actually one of them. This is SRN News. Workers at the first Apple store to unionize authorized a first strike against the tech giant's retail operations.
No date is set for setting up picket lines outside the store in Towson, Maryland. The vote follows what the union says were unsatisfactory outcomes after over a year of negotiations with Apple management. Employees are seeking changes in what they call unpredictable scheduling practices and are wanting wages that align with the local cost of living. Apple says it will engage with the union respectfully and in good faith. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The average taxpayer is getting a $2,850 refund. That's $75 more than last year. That's based on the most recent IRS data. Experts generally advise putting that refund, if you get one, toward debt, loans, and savings. But for many people, that may be unrealistic. The consumer financial advocate at Credit Karma says a tax refund is typically the biggest extra windfall most people get all year. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.